Warning, this game's setting revolves around an active Middle East combat zone and contains references to extreme violence, graphic content, and other mature themes. Listener discretion is advised.
The Rancor's Brothel presents...
Want some whiskey in your water, sugar in your tea? What's all these crazy questions they're asking me? The craziest body that could ever be. So turn on the lights, cause I don't wanna see. My atonement has come. My atonement has come. That ain't the way to have fun, son.
Iconoclast, a campaign of horrors modern and ancient.
Choking from the smell of stale perfume and the cigarette you're smoking. That scared me half to death. Open up the window, let me catch my breath. My atonement has come. My atonement has come.
Okay, so where are you all moving?
What time is it?
Depends. You guys can be taking your time for, I imagine you want to take your time so it gets dark.
Yes.
So I will say the sun is definitely set by the time you get there. We can wait until what would be like a 9 or 10 o'clock at night so that you are in dark. Now, I don't know what phase the moon is in. You could look that up if you wanted to. April 16th, 2016.
We want to say movement on the compound, 2200.
Roger. Just before we make any rash decisions on time.
This is...
Look at the top.
That is a very good call. 9 o'clock.
No. The last one is at 10:28.
Interesting.
I don't know if he's going to be that in-depth about it, but there's a good chance nobody's asleep yet, depending on how faithful they are.
It's also a good time.
It is.
You would have cultural knowledge. You would know that calls to prayer. What day is the 16th? Do you want to get into some cultural shit? Is the 16th a holy day?
Saturday.
I don't know if the Saturday is a holy day for Muslims or not.
No clue.
Again, you guys have operated in the area, so I think you would know. So you can Google it. And like I said, I don't know if that means that their prayers to Mecca are any different. I forget what that's called. The call. The
Friday.
Friday, yeah.
So not a holy day, but you're right. If they are called to prayer... 2200 is probably not the last prayer of the night.
1028.
1028 is.
Okay. So you want to move at 10 o'clock then?
Interesting. That prayer is supposed to begin when the sun sets and the last until the red light has left the sky in the west. So it's not dark. Does the sun not set that early?
I have no idea. Desert?
Okay. We're not going to go down that rabbit hole.
Yeah. We can be there a while. Yeah, I mean, if we start moving at 10, get set up to attack then...
Fine by me.
The real question is, will outside, like, what will guards be doing? Are they actually doing those things or not?
The average day in Mosul during April has 13 hours of daylight with sunrise at 5:35 a.m. and sunset at 6:40 p.m.
Hmm. Well, those times don't match up then. But we'll just assume it's dark.
Yeah.
We'll let Cody make the call if they're praying or not.
April 16th.
It's a Saturday.
This year, I was just looking for comparison. Okay. The sun set at 6:42 p.m. Set a lot earlier than I would have expected. So yeah, you guys can move at whatever full dark is. Whatever time you would like to go, you go in. Presume my characters are hanging back until they're needed, unless there's something where you guys want to deploy them. Maguire is probably going to hang back at least a little bit with Hastings and Captain Dan. So where do you want to go?
I would assume the main group is approaching from the east, and Lei is circumnavigating to approach from the north.
The tree line, yeah, coming through the back.
Okay, you approach the tree line. Again, it is solid concrete wall all the way around, with the exception of the gate on the west side. So you're basically approaching a wall. You're not seeing any elevated guard towers or, I mean, it's possible somebody's watching you from a second story window, maybe, but you're not seeing, you know, it's a...
How tall is the wall?
I have to look. I think it's like 10 feet. That's what I'm saying. It's probably relatively flat land if it's an orchard. Yeah. So... Shit, they ain't gonna see you just like you ain't gonna be see. I don't think anybody can see anything. So I gotta.
I think I forgot about this wall.
I mean, we're PMC. I think we can get over a wall.
I would assume, but
The tall wall of newer construction surrounds the house, garden, and swimming pool. It stands over 2 meters tall and is made of cinder block with broken glass cemented on the top. So, I mean, 2 meters is
6 foot.
A little bit more than 6 foot, but yeah, it's still a decent
round about 6 feet.
Yeah. So I guess from an elevated position, you would be able to see relatively well. I was thinking it was a little bit higher than 2 meters, but that's
what just get says. On top of one of the vehicles and have a good
look. Well, I mean, we don't have the vehicles, but maybe you just grab a log or something, set it something I can stand on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm going to take a look over, see what's in.
Okay. So you very cautiously poke your head up and you are on the north side.
Whatever side's back on that tree line with the pool and the pool house. And that's where I'm approaching from.
So pool is from southeast.
Did you look at the map or no?
No, we were just talking about directions. I think the front door is north. So
front door is west.
Correct.
West. So I'm approaching from the east.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So then we're just all together.
So from the east.
So north, south, east, west. Courtyard looks to the east.
Where's the tree line?
These lines. Oh, this okay. is the orchard line.
Okay.
Is essentially the tree lines. So the closest, why I said north and east were the closest two tree lines to any compound, whereas there's a pretty significant distance between here and there, and we don't want to come from the front door.
I imagine that would be approaching from here.
Okay. So then are you wanting all of us to approach from here?
We wanted separate directions. So I wanted to come in, be a stealth, and try to take out some people. And then if I do actually end up drawing attention to myself, that puts you guys on my opposite vector coming in.
Yeah. The only reason why I was talking about switching is because that would give us more like straight gunfire right into the courtyard.
So this is a tree line, but I don't get this. Are these?
Yeah.
Okay.
There's essentially orchards on all four sides. It's just less travel distance from the tree line to the actual compound itself from those two.
And this is south.
No, that is north.
That's the front.
Nope, the front door's from the west.
Okay.
The opposite of the courtyard that's right there that you can see open in the middle.
Where were you planning on?
I was planning the main force to be able to train guns into the courtyard.
Okay, so I'll take the west.
Then. The north or the west? Because the west is the front door.
The north.
Okay. So I was right all along.
You were right all along.
Okay.
So as you poke your head up on the north, you can see, so to the northwest towards the front door, so you can see it's a two-story building. You don't see a whole lot of windows on the northwest side. As you get toward the northeast, there's sort of a covered pavilion into sort of the courtyard or into like sort of a garden area. And there's and this is something that you would know. I remember talking about this before. I think it's pronounced a majli. It's like a, kind of like a garden room. It would be a formal welcoming area, very bright. Very sunny. Clearly, that's what's on the north side of the house. On sort of the north and northeast. The northwest is there are no windows. Upper floor, there are windows where there are probably bedrooms. Garden, more of a garden area to the northeast. You can kind of see the structure of the pool, you know, kind of far away because you're on the opposite side of the property line. But you can tell that there's sort of a dip. You can see where the pool is. You can see the courtyard, which is the northwest and west, which would lead towards the front door. You can see 3 personnel vehicles, parked there. And you can count at least 3 and if, roll alertness.
That is 15 under 60.
Yeah, you're good at this. So you would know you count 5 people patrolling the courtyard. So patrolling, you've got like 2 or you probably got 2 to the west and like 3 to the east, sort of in the direction of the pool in the back guard. So you see 5 people on the property.
All on separated patrols.
Yeah. You watch for a while. You could see that they're meandering. They're not. It's not like it's a coordinated patrol. They are. Okay. They're bored. You do notice at some point one of them walks over to the front gate and stops, and you can't really see what they're doing, but you get the sense that they're in conversation with someone who's on the other side of that gate, as if there's at least one individual all the way to the west outside of the compound.
Interesting. You're approaching from east, right?
So you can duck down and relay that back.
Okay. Yeah, I'll radio unknown entity at the front gate.
What's your military science role, Jeff, for Captain Dan?
60.
Captain Dan would relay that you guys, when you came before, knew that there were 2 guys outside of the front gate.
Yep.
That's what you scared with the drone. So you could relay that information that the last time they had 2 guys outside the gate, which would give you a total of, if that information is correct, that gives you 7 people.
Outside on the grounds.
Outside on the grounds. Now, looking at those 3 troop carriers, those carriers can hold up to 8 to 10 people each. Which,
so we're talking like deuce and a half size vehicles.
I mean, yeah, they're good size vehicles. Which, again, if you were patrolling and you had 7 people out and you were doing 8-hour shifts, you would have 3 shifts of 7 to 9 with maybe 1 or 2 people in charge. So the math all makes sense to you.
Well, it looks like it's a full house. I think we might change things up a little bit. I think I might be heading to the front gate.
Okay.
We're going to try to get these 2 outliers taken care of so they don't interrupt our dancing.
10-4. McGuire's position here as leader is to say yes and. So please continue, Dan, unless anyone else wants to do anything. Anything else the rest of you want to do? Because this probably took him 10, 15 minutes to do easy.
Yeah. From where he's at, would we think that he was able to actually fully scope out the back end of the house? Like, would we, like, if we're looking...
You guys are closer to the pool.
Yeah. Like, I want to know who's in the back.
You can pop your head over if you want to.
Yeah, I'll do that.
Alertness roll. So you also sidle up. And I mean, you guys may even have some of those fun little angled camera things.
You gotta be fucking me.
What'd you roll?
A 93 over 80.
Nobody's there. Weird. He pointed out 3 targets in the back. You see 3 targets in the back. Yep.
I did point that out for you. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Now, you know, going over this wall would suck. Unless you know, going over this wall quick would suck. That glass will not be great.
Does it seem like there's any way through the wall? Is there anything open or is it like a full up?
It's a cinder block wall all the way around.
Besides the front.
Besides the front. There is a gate for cars in the front.
You're going to look like a flailing duck trying to get rid of it.
Yeah. So is this essentially forcing us to pincer in the front if we're not going over that wall?
I'm going to the front to cause some havoc.
For us to go over the wall?
Ah, shit. Ah, fuck. Glass. Ah, shit.
You would like to proceed. It's all up to you all's decision and discretion.
I mean, and again, you guys have been active in Mosul, and this is not unusual construction.
Yeah.
If you were to assault over this wall, what is typical is what you would do, which is exactly what you do in other places, is that you would step over, you would get something to step or climb or leap over. And if you can't get over the glass, you would throw something on the glass. Yeah. So you would throw a heavy pack or something and climb over the pack so that the pack gets damaged and you don't get cut.
Right.
So you guys could think about that if you wanted to. Or explosives. Just saying. Cinder block does not hold up well to Semtex.
Speaking of which, these demo charges that you gave me,
yes,
you have the activator for those? Or do
yes, I? Sir.
Okay.
As soon as he radios, fuck! Boom!
Oh, wrong button, sorry!
Are you playing Snake on that Nokia?
Boop!
You made sure
boop.
You had
no these Pong. Laid
right.
Boop!
Right?
Boop!
What? Oh shit. Boom. Daniel goes around to the front.
All right, I'm gonna
what'd you say your character's name was? Liz?
Lay.
Yeah. Yeah, I would assume that we would be basically tree line ready to go up and over.
I mean, you guys could even put your backs up against the wall.
Yeah.
Like you put your backs up against the wall, and if shit goes hot, you throw a rug or something over,
then
and you're up and over the wall.
If we're thinking
5 seconds.
If it will be, there's a less chance of us being viewed up against the wall than the tree line, then we'll do that.
Yeah,
for sure.
If you get to your back against the wall, ain't nobody going to see you unless they climb over that wall.
Or they look directly over.
Yeah. But again, at 3 meters, it's what, 6 feet, 2 inches high or whatever? Because a meter is 3 feet plus 3 inches.
Yeah, it's just above your head.
Yeah. Yeah, so we're ready to throw packs or whatever it is to get up and over.
Jeff, Captain Dan, anything you'd like to do?
Captain Dan would probably be outside the truck at least, keeping an eye on things.
Okay.
But if they're telling them to stay back, they're going to stay back. They're going to stay out of the way.
You guys can do whatever you want. They're your characters, Jeff.
Right, but we're paying good money for these guys to get us in here.
They're total experts, by the way. Captain Dan would also know it seems like 5 is probably not enough to do this, but carry on.
If Captain Dan would have known that, he would have... Wasn't he the one who was talking to the guy to begin with?
Correct.
So then why would he have agreed to it?
I mean, I could sit here and play with myself with Iconoclast 2 if you like.
You kind of are.
I am. All right. What do you want to do, Daniel? Make a roll.
Just over there.
All right. So,
like it's a rabbit's foot.
As I finish traveling the north side of the compound.
Right.
Do you want me to make a stealth check as I go to the north?
That sounds great.
Okay.
To the west.
The west?
Because if you're going to the north, you're traveling away from the compound. You're having real struggles.
How did I get back here? Damn it.
Dan's ability. Guys,
is there a second compound?
Dan's not great with cardinal directions.
41 under 70.
Yeah. You come around the corner.
Okay.
It's pretty easy to spot. There are two guys. One's loitering with his back up against the wall. The other one's, we'll say, 15 feet away. Maybe like staring out to the trees. Neither one of them regard your direction at all.
Okay.
You are glued to the corner unless you want to somehow take a tree or something like that.
You're a shadow of the new moon.
I am.
I thought of a really good tabaxi name.
Oh, yeah.
Fart of the East Wind.
That's good.
I'm going to pull out my machete and my sidearm. Silenced.
Sure.
Is there bonuses for stealth attacks?
Say generally a plus 20 or plus 40.
Okay.
Let me verify it.
I do. I always say I
check out the index and see if there's anything for coup de grace.
I do not remember a coup de grace.
Are you sniping?
My sniper rifle is not very silenced, I would imagine.
Okay, so what exactly?
He's macheteing.
Oh, okay.
I would like to dispatch these two at the front gate without drawing any.
If he can quietly do it with a knife, he's going to do that. If he doesn't die, he's got his silenced pistol out for the other guy.
The silencer.
Yeah.
There is not anything for coup de grace. Sorry.
It's okay. Not good. Do you have damage amounts for your machete?
Damage is a die.
So
what's your strength?
He does get a strength modifier because
it's 50.
I'm pretty sure it's not. This is something to keep in mind.
Yeah, it's plus zero.
I have a constitution score of 12, which is just above the 50, right? But I've got I have 14 HP.
That's why I was asking about the bonus. Like, can you kill somebody by sneaking up to them with a machete, which you should be able to.
Is it... I don't think it gives you anything extra. I do think it gives you a circumstantial bonus because they don't see you coming, obviously. But I don't think that you get like some sort of extra bonus damage.
What about...
No, but you can do a called shot.
That's what I was going to say. Are there called shot rules?
There are.
Mm-hmm. And...
Either partly covered or mostly covered, which if you're sneaking up on them to deliver a melee attack, they're not, unless you're having to avoid armor or something like that.
Correct.
Putting my machete under their chin and slicing their throat.
Right.
That's what I want to do.
Trying to find the...
Vision. Are there rules to allow this to be a rule of cool, or are you just fucking yourself?
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. I don't want to do it if I can't do it. Right?
Yeah.
You can definitely do a called shot, that's for sure. I think that's fair. Does a called shot add damage, though, or is it just percent to hit?
Because if I can't go close and dirty, I'll stick on the corner, and we'll take one out with the Remington and draw out the rest. Possibly play some charges before I do so.
While maintaining cover.
I mean, it's the difference between slitting somebody's throat and hacking away.
Right. No. I just don't remember if the called shot adds. I don't remember what the benefit to calling your shot is. I know you can call your shot. I don't know what the mechanical benefit is.
I mean, it depends on what the attack is. A called shot can mean rolling a grenade past cover to explode on the far side, or to shoot someone in the leg and avoid body armor.
Right.
Which basically is what he's trying to do.
Yeah. No, I...
Can you call a shot to shoot somebody in the eye so it just instant kills them?
Not as far as I'm aware. There is no way to, like... There's no way to maneuver yourself into higher damage or higher crit, as far as I'm aware.
Well... There is, because if he's getting a plus whatever to his roll, then he can roll higher to crit.
Okay, I suppose that's a fair point.
But here it is. Combat modifiers. It'd be a plus 20. You can only have minus 40s, not plus 40s.
Okay. So yeah, you would basically get a plus 20 to the roll.
Just to hit.
Correct. Now, like you said, that does expand your crit range, but not by a whole lot, probably, because what's your melee attack?
Her unarmed weapons?
Yeah.
No. Unarmed attack combat and melee weapons are two different things.
What's your melee weapon?
It's 50.
So that would make it a 70. So basically that would give you what?
55 and 66.
But you could do an unarmed strike to choke them out.
That's what I was trying to find here. What is it? 96 on the book?
If you're unarmed is higher.
Yeah, my unarmed combat's 60. So doesn't sound like this is a good option though. Either way.
I mean, the called shot to choke someone out would not be bad. It would kind of offset your bonus, but because it would be a minus 20.
This is literally.
And a the plus first 20.
Combat I'm doing, and I'm trying to take on two people at once.
Well, I would vie for a stealth roll to see if you could attack one without the other seeing.
He's got a good enough stealth roll that he's taking the corner and they don't know he's there.
Okay, right. Shit. But can he sneak up and grab the first guy without drawing the attention of the guy who's walking in front of him? What? How action movie are we going? Right? And if you're doing a called shot with a unarmed or melee weapon, you are technically dodging and fighting back. So if it turns into combat, you are defending yourself. Oh, here's optional called shot rules. Take a minus 20, you can stun the target. Minus 40, you can, is basically like subdual damage for a flesh wound. Headshot is minus 40, which is an automatic crit.
Okay.
So I can do a cold shot, headshot, then.
At a minus 40.
At a minus 40, even when I'm 2 feet away from someone.
Well, your stealth gives you a plus 20.
Which gives you a plus 20.
It's a minus 20 for the cold shot. And is now, that, was a crit, what would the crit be on a melee? Is it double damage? Is that what a crit is?
Yeah.
Okay.
Crits double damage on a D8.
You're going to do some fuck.
A critical hit inflicts double damage.
Yeah, so anything more than a 4 on the die is a potential good chance that you're going to kill or incapacitate instantly somebody.
Because do you go unconscious at 2 or do you go unconscious at 0?
2.
You go unconscious at 2.
Mm-hmm. So if you roll a 5 on your D8, anybody with 12 hit points or less is down and out. And in reality, you're only rolling at a minus 20 because it would be a minus 40, but you got the plus 20 because of stealth.
Okay, so you're saying my stealth gets me up there.
Yeah, because I want to see how this goes. Absolutely. Yeah. Right. Yes, and.
All right, let's do this.
So you take the corner, you draw your machete.
Machete.
You come up on the guy.
How much damage do you do unarmed?
D4. D4 plus or minus bonus. So,
it can't be that
so most people are like D4 minus 1 or D4 0.
So didn't know if it was more viable for him to put the guy out doing unarmed than it would from
a machete. Cold shot, you can choke him out.
Well, then, what's your unarmed versus your melee?
I have a 60 unarmed versus a 50 melee.
So you go up to 80, down to 60.
So you'd
60,
have...
but you would choke him out. You would guarantee choking them out.
Right.
So you're either guaranteed choking them out, rolling a 60, or you're rolling a 50 and trying to kill them on 2d8.
Big money, no whammies.
Let's do the guaranteed choke out.
Okay.
I'm just like,
so you're rolling on 60. So the machete is in its sheath. You're sneaking up.
If the second guy notices, you can throw the machete.
I've also got flashbangs. So.
He's like, oh shit. And throws like underhand throws it into the guy's face.
All right. So this is an unarmed combat roll on 60.
Yep.
60 on the dot.
No way, dude.
60.
Okay.
Wow. So, good thing we made that choice because you would have fucked the roll if it wasn't.
Yeah.
Okay.
Dang.
So, the guy near the fence, you know, you seem to be, it's probably, yeah, we'll say there was a guy a little bit farther out. So is it easier to, yeah, we'll say there was a guy looking towards the woods, like towards the road. So you kind of quickly sprint along the fence line. This guy is like looking back in. You grab him, knock the gun down, and choke. And as you choke, you kind of spin him into the wall and just kind of thump. And he drops.
Sorry, when you're done.
I'm just narrating.
I know. I just found surprise attacks. It is an automatic double damage.
Oh, nice. Surprise attack is an automatic double damage?
Yes. Okay. Make an attack roll at a plus 20.
I'm having
any success
results.
Is a critical hit.
And he's sticking with his dancing metaphor because he spun him.
He's unconscious against the wall. The other guy is not looking in your direction, but he could turn around at any moment.
Okay. Yeah, we're going to do another stealth right up to him.
I like the idea of another stealth roll. Let's see what happens.
Go, Daniel.
That is 50 under 70.
Yep. That is an ought 5 under 70.
Oh, ought 5. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, you are the knight. It's like nothing.
Don't worry, I got your back.
He's, I was gonna say, that's where he's like 50 under 70. I was like, that face that he made looked like it was a lot better than 50. I was like, did he crit it? So you choke this guy out, turn, bash his head against the wall, and turn, and just immediately is a secondary motion, full sprint towards this guy, crouched low. Like Jeff said, the surprise attack is already a double damage crit, so you would get 2d8 if you go with the machete.
You also get a plus 20, right?
You also get a plus 20.
So, and we had a plus 20 from stealth earlier.
So you would get
plus... You will get a single plus 20.
Oh, okay.
Damn.
I was trying to wall for 40. Don't
juice the numbers. Juice
he doesn't numbers. Know the rules, Jeff. I know that you're not. This game's not going to give you 40. So you can do. So the thing is that if you attack him with the machete, it's a surprise attack. So you would get plus 20, and it would be immediately double damage. So you'd be rolling 2d8 on the hit.
So I would be,
or you can take
rolling 70, 2d8, or roll 60 with an
with attempt to choke him out.
Choke out
should totally be a jump, turning guillotine, and driving his head into the ground. With the guaranteed choke out because he's fucking unconscious.
We'll just try the choke out again.
Okay. So you're rolling 60 on the choke out?
Yep.
It's an odd six.
Odd six. Under six.
Okay. Yeah, you come up under this guy again. You knock the gun down.
It's technically under 80 because you had a plus 20.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
But he called the shot.
Oh, gotcha. You're right.
Yeah.
So you choke him. You pick him up off of his feet. He kind of flails a little bit. You bash his head into a nearby tree and he drops.
Okay. And do immediate scan of the front area because I know that unknown contact was out here.
These are the unknown contacts, right?
Yeah, theoretically, these are the two guys.
Just making sure there's nobody else out front.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I'm going to pull out one of the demo charges.
Machete. Hop on the radio. To guarantee they're done.
Yeah.
The front door is open, y'all. I'm attaching a little welcome gift to the front gate. I'll read off the serial number of the charge I have.
Copy.
What was that last
was
number?
Was that a 2 or a 1?
We both went to the same place.
I was say there. If I was going to absolutely fuck you on that, if you didn't specify what charge was what, so yeah. Yes, you know what charge he's got. You know which one it is. When I said I would make the demo roll later, I didn't necessarily say that they wouldn't work, Jeff.
Yeah.
So yeah, no.
Don't be afraid to use the machete to make sure they're 100% dead. Dead.
Well, yeah.
I don't trust him not for them to wake up. Just saying.
Could drag him back around the corner.
That too.
So my thought process here is I'm going to go find a nice place to sit. Give me about 5. You go ahead and unwrap their welcome gift, and I'll pull out the old Remington and make sure that they have a good time.
Any other thoughts from the rest of the team?
So we're wanting to alert the other 14 guys in the house, or are we going to try and be real quiet before we do that?
You want to try to take out the other 3 in the courtyard?
I don't know. Just bringing up thoughts.
You look like a big damn hero. Now it's their opportunity to look like a big damn hero.
Okay, question.
I'm not a big damn hero.
Are Captain Dan and Hastings on the radio? Can they hear what's going on?
I would say very, very likely.
Okay.
I would say if you want input, it doesn't mean that they're going to take it, but you can have input.
Captain Dan will ask, do the 2 you just took out have radios?
Let me check.
It doesn't list it, but I would expect one of them to have, if not both.
I'm also going to make sure their bodies are not laying right in front of the front gate.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, you can drag them around the corner. Do whatever the fuck they want. They're unconscious. If you want to pick up their AKs, do you want to rob them? You can. I mean, they're at your mercy. But yeah, you drag them around the corner. I will say that at least one of them probably would have had a radio.
That is affirmative. We have one radio.
Any chatter?
Not in the 2 minutes that you've...
Does Numbnuts speak Arabic?
I looked at his name. He does not.
I have foreign language and other skills, blank 20.
Cool.
So you probably have 20 in... So we've been playing... Trail of Cthulhu rules. So you could fill in a language that you want.
You could have 20 in Arabic.
So yeah, if you want to write in Arabic, you can.
It would make sense.
No, that radio is dark.
Okay. Just keep an ear out for them calling in or wanting a check-in.
Yeah. Well, I know these 2 won't be checking in.
Right. But
pulling out old Susie.
All right. So 2 are dead?
Yep.
All right, who's next being a big damn hero?
Why Susie? Ex-girlfriend or something?
That is none of your damn business. How's that wall coming?
Ready to go over it. I just don't know that we can quietly take out that many people up front. I don't know what your setup looks like.
Yeah, so I have... Okay, let me just give you an idea of what I got. So I have one more radio operated C4
on you
on me. Yeah.
Okay.
I got six grenades. I have one big ass like breaching through a brick wall charge.
Yeah. I mean, I assumed you're only good at loud things.
Yeah. And then I have five, you know, just bust down a door, you know, pop, 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 three on each of the hinges thing. So
he also has skills in firearms and heavy weapons, but
got you.
I would like to, Jeff may want to double check. I think body armor is armor piercing is three. We may want to double check that. I
don't know five.
If three or five. Okay, it's five. Just curious. May or may not become pertinent here shortly. What are you guys doing? Because there are a couple different vests, because I think that's like one, three, and five are the different types of body armor, I think.
I'm going to pop my head up over the wall and check again, because it's been some time since he's moved into position, done what he did.
There are now two in the backyard. Like I said, they seem to be meandering. I mean, one of them is like sitting down.
Can I make an alertness roll?
Sure.
23 under 80.
It looks like you can kind of see, like I said, there's some like interior gates into the garden and from the garden to the pool and then from the pool area around front. It looks like that guy kind of meandered over to one corner, is maybe talking to one of the guys from the front. Another guy is sitting down. Your alertness also, you pay attention to the fact that there are lights on in the house and you can't see movement in the house.
Okay.
From the backside, you can see, the covered pavilion. There's another, what looks like general room.
Mm-hmm.
There are probably four or five people in that room, right off the pool. It looks like there is a, let me double check.
It looks like, and that's got clear line of sight of the pool.
Yes, because both areas off the back, one is a covered outdoor pavilion. The other is a very sunroom, like TV room kind of feel. And it looks like they're loitering in there. Again, I don't know what jihadis would do for fun, but watching soccer, playing cards,
smoking, you know, Turkish cigarettes.
Right, whatever. Yeah. Oh yeah, they're all fucking.
No, they are not smoking.
Depends on how good of jihadis they are.
Right.
Is the light only coming from the interior, or do we have like floodlights set up?
No, the lights are probably predominantly from the interior.
Okay.
That's There's probably a handful of exterior lights, but they're probably on the house.
Okay.
They're not like, there aren't like the cutesy little lights in the garden or anything like that.
There would have been some construction work lights left.
There are some construction work lights laying around, but they're not on.
Okay. Gotcha.
Backhoe, though. Weird.
How easy is it to see into the darkness of what's not like openly lit up?
Well, you told me you had night vision, right?
I do. I want to know. I don't care what I can see.
Oh.
I want to know what they can see. So I'll pop them off and be like, is it dark for half of the approach? Of the
moon. I think Spencer looked that up.
Yeah, it was half.
So, I mean, it's
waning.
It's decent.
Yeah. Got it.
Yeah, I mean, it's not dark by any stretch of the imagination.
I'm just trying to see if there's any like cover once over the wall, if we can.
Not a lot. Like I said, it's a garden. Maybe some shrubs, maybe some, but nothing like decent will stop a bullet kind of cover.
Except a pool.
Right. The pool would be a fairly solid spot of cover.
Like drop him down, like over the wall down in the pool.
Yep. Correct.
Remind me, where was the generator located? Was it in the pool shed?
You wouldn't know. I think it was either in the pool shed or the garage. Let me look.
Oh, okay.
It was in the garage.
Or there was a utility room behind the garage.
Yeah, because they had some type of ventilation in the garage for the generator.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now there were.
Yeah, the generator was in the garage.
Gotcha.
Okay. Because that's where the fuse box is. So if there were blackouts or rolling blackouts, then they could turn on the generator and power the house.
Got you. Do we hear it running?
I don't know. Let me look, because we haven't played this part in a while. I don't remember if it said that the generator was on or not. They may have electrical power. Give me a second.
Well, that'd be important to know if they have electrical power and we don't hear the generator.
Right. Let me look at something first. Carry on amongst yourselves.
Yeah, yeah. That generator noise is really loud. It could provide a lot of cover.
Especially if it's on the interior of the building.
Yeah.
Also might be fun to turn off.
That's another reason why I was wanting to know exactly where that was at. Because I think you have better access to the garage if that's where it is. But if I remember correctly, there was another exit out of the building to the utility room headed towards the pool shed.
Would you rather that it is run on generator or not run on generator?
I would assume we would rather the generator be running.
Yeah.
Jeff, make a luck roll, please.
Do I call this?
Yes.
Low. It's 50.
50 on the dot.
No, it's literally it's on a corner.
Well, yeah, stop rolling like shit.
Should have took the 50.
Should have.
The generator is not running. It is running on standard electrical power.
Still on the grid.
Which, I mean, still cut. But
like I said, I don't know if the guys would have had a TV hooked up or something, but you can definitely see several guys loitering doing something in that room. So there are guys really close to the pool.
Yeah.
There are other lights on the second floor. You don't necessarily see any movement, but...
Do we see where electrical service is coming into the compound? Because it's not like we can't cut that.
What would you roll for that?
Some of it is C.
Do we see power lines? Because I don't know
how the power would get out there. I don't know if it would be. I don't know if it would be on a line. I don't know if it would be buried in the dirt.
I can't imagine that they're going to bury it in across the desert.
No,
never. I can't say I've ever been to the desert to know. Google that shit.
Are there power lines in Afghanistan?
I would say probably. I don't know if that's just us saying it, but I'm going to assume that there are probably power lines. It does make most sense.
ISIS targets electricity lines in Iraq to spread mayhem. There's literally...
Yeah. Well, I mean, I understand that power goes to places, but...
I was just saying. Look at I was looking at above ground lines.
Rural areas.
For the record, I'm still reading combat stuff. Combat modifiers do stack up to 40.
Okay.
That makes sense. I mean, you get
so called shot in stealth yeah, gives right. you a plus yeah. 40.
Well, called
no,
shot
called shot is yeah. a minus. If you're stealthy, then it's a plus 20. If you're shooting point blank, if you're using a laser sight, targets standing still, targets pinned down or standing totally.
Guys,
still.
Make sure your laser sights are turned off before we move in.
Or you take the aim action Got the it. Round before.
I was just establishing precedent.
Yep.
So yeah, we'll say that yes, you could pop your head up over. You could see that the main line goes into the garage, into that garage area.
Okay, that might be helpful. I mean, we may not even need to put ourselves at risk and like cut lines. We could literally just turn off the main power through a breaker box
or with Simtex.
Yeah.
Or so shoot the transformer.
Yeah. Those transformers can take.
I would ask Lay if he's got eyes on where the power is going into the building from the front side of the from the front side of the compound.
I would presume that power would run down the road and then it would run somewhat down the lanes. So yes, Lay could probably notice that fairly easily.
The real question is, are there people between you and there? And are the vehicles that you were laying Simtex on close to where it looks like the connect?
He didn't lay Simtex on any vehicles. He hasn't they're
inside. Oh, I thought
they're
you were...
inside the wall and I haven't been inside.
Oh, okay. I thought you had already. My bad.
I just put a charge on the gate.
Gotcha.
You,
I can't quietly big damn hero like you can.
You all gonna get over that wall? Do I need to come in and get you a step stool?
And then I would relay the fact that there's at least five people in the second story with the light on that first story.
Yeah, yeah.
That, oh, okay.
Yeah.
I thought it was second story. No, in the first story, like, that have clear visibility of the pool.
If they're watching the soccer match, you can tell what the score is.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, it looks like we're going to need that distraction after all.
Chuck a grenade through the window.
Hey, guy with the grenades.
Yeah. That's me.
All right, so are we going with this? Do we want to detonate the C4 on the gate? Is this happening? Because this will not end well.
Well, C4 hasn't been laid anywhere yet.
Yes, on the gate.
Oh, yes, it has.
Well, we're not going to blow up the gate. I would assume. I don't know. You're the one by yourself. I don't know what you want to do.
I'm not by the gate, so
yeah.
If we want to make a distraction, I'm back around the north side.
McGuire would also make a suggestion if people wanted to. You have him on the front,
mm-hmm.
You two, plus McGuire, plus this guy on the back.
Yeah.
If you wanted to cause the most simultaneous mayhem, two of you could shoot the two guards. A third guy, as they call out their shots, leaps the wall, sprints across the room, and chucks a grenade in that room where five of them are watching TV. When you hear the explosion, you come through the gate. And then your job is to hit the two targets that have
and
guns.
By
two or three
come through the gate, we're going to need to blow the gate to come through the gate.
No.
No, he doesn't know. He hadn't tried the gate.
Right.
The gate just might be...
I thought the gate was literally... If I remember correctly, and this could be entirely wrong, but I thought the gate was literally just like a bar across across the road. It's not like
that
a gate
gate. First gate to get into the property.
Yeah, this is okay.
This is actually like you could chain it shut with a padlock, but he hasn't investigated it. I mean, they wouldn't lock their own guys out. So if it is locked, one of those guys has the key, which means you now have the key.
Got you. Okay. I was thinking of that first gate.
And
no, I put it there just for a distraction.
So. And if you want to be really clever, you also have a radio. So you could scream something in Arabic that it's completely diversionary. And if you want to be a real son of a bitch, you could go for the electricity first. You could sprint right there and shut all their lights off.
So the way I see it, there's really no benefit to going hot until we need to. Like, so...
Well, when we go hot, we need to take as many as we can.
Yeah. So I like the idea of cutting the power first.
We got
first.
Other charges we can utilize, yes, too. We need to get these planted.
Let's do it.
There's a good chance that once we go over the... If we're going over the wall, we're getting seen from the backside.
Okay.
Maybe there's a better spot for us to
hop over the wall. I don't think... Yeah, I mean, you're sure, but at a
personally,
certain...
I would set one of his charges in that courtyard and then open up with gunfire out back. Let them all come charging out and mm-hmm. Boom.
You can do that too.
Yeah.
Yeah, but don't we have people between us and that place?
You have people between you. There are people between the garden and the house. He also has people that are in the courtyard right now. So there are two guards in the courtyard.
Two more.
So if you wanted him to put, so you want to lay down fire in the back or in the front?
Wherever you want to draw them towards a charge.
It's true.
We've already got charges at the gate.
A charge on the gate.
He's got more than one charge.
I do.
Like, I don't know. I don't know. Because it seems to me like us in the back have advantage at taking pot shots and the guy throwing the grenade.
Well, listen, my original plan was to take up an overwatch position. You blow the charge on the gate. I take out a few as they're coming out the front. But you guys have free reign to do whatever you want then from the back. Everybody's back there.
Yeah.
So they're not going to send everybody out the front gate to investigate, but everybody's focus will be at that time to the west.
You could attempt to go in and strap one of those to a car and make a real big damn explosion if you wanted to. I mean, hell, you have two AKs. You want to create a distraction? Let one of those fuckers rip and let 24, you know, let a clip just shoot it off in the air.
Good. They don't know where the two guys at the front went.
Yeah. For all they know, it's their two guys shooting at something.
What you want to do?
How big were those charges?
The C4.
The ones you gave me. Would they notice it on the gate if they came through the gate?
Standard C4 size.
So it's a brick of explosives.
Yeah.
Okay.
So fire off shots, pull people out front for the Simtex, and then us see what the guys in the back and the guys in that room do.
Hmm. I mean, it sounds like you guys got a bead on tossing something in that window.
Right, but if when you shoot this thing off, are they going to be sitting there, or are they going to be up moving?
Don't know. I mean, we got two options. We can go big now and see what happens, or I can try more stealth inside the gate.
I really think that's the, with your stealth score, that's the best choice we have.
What's like, up, Jeff?
Jeff has that look.
A brick of plastic explosives has a 2-meter kill radius, so it's not.
That's it.
Yep.
Well, I mean, that's a good choke point, the front gate. So,
I mean, if you put it inside something that's closed, it's going to do a lot more damage than it is on the side of a building.
Right.
Just open it up and set it inside of one of the vehicles up there.
Well, I got three more.
I know you do. I know you do.
So you're going to continue being stealthy or what?
Yeah, I suppose it's still my dance. So.
Okay. So are you doing anything about the brick on the gate or are you leaving it?
No, I think we'll leave that one there.
Okay, so there's a brick on the gate. He knows what brick it is. So are you going in the gate?
I want to try to see if I can look through it to see where those two guards are first.
Okay, alertness.
That is 19 under 60.
Yeah. There's one near the front door. There's one over to the southeast towards the where the gate to the pool, the shed and the pool are. Looks like he's talking to somebody else over there.
So two in the back, one close to me then.
Yeah, close-ish. Yeah, there's probably one within 50 feet.
Okay.
If you could get over the wall quick enough, or if you could get through the gate stealthily enough, you don't think that one would see you easily. You're not sure how you're going to approach him, but you could definitely get inside the courtyard.
Is there any type of cover to hide in or behind between me and that first guy?
The cars would be the best bet.
Okay.
If you took the right angle, I'll give you a risk reward kind of thing. If you go over the wall, you can put the cars between him and you and him and get closer to him. If you go through the gate, he has a better angle on you and you'd have to travel farther to get behind the cars. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
It's like going up and over and being behind, or go through the gate, potentially be seen and trying.
Right. I understand. Okay.
What kind of check is getting over the wall again? That would be...
I would call it an athletics.
Athletics check.
I'll give you an athletics check, which would put you in a better position if you're going to take him out. Or I'll give you a stealth check to get in, but then you're going to be kind of out in the open for a second, if that makes sense.
I'll just do the athletics check to go over the wall.
Okay. You yank off some clothes from the jihadi. You throw it on the wall.
Sure, they got vest. We'll just put one of the vest up there. That is a 46 under 80.
Okay. Yep. Oh, yeah. You put your hands on the wall. You put your feet. You vault over the top of it. Boom. You hit the ground immediately on your belly. And you begin moving towards the vehicles. As far as you can tell, they have not noticed you.
Okay. Are they within earshot?
Yeah. At this point, I mean, they could hear you if you do much.
Okay. At the vehicles, I just want to attach one of the charges.
Yep.
But I'm not going to radio anything. I'm just going to mentally take the,
sure,
the cereal.
Okay.
So let's say you put C4 on the side of a vehicle that is opposite.
Like I said, on the gas tank.
I put it underneath. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Got you. Well, I mean,
vehicle to the left, vehicle to the right, vehicle in the middle, we'll say.
Which one did I get to?
It's up to you. You got to the row of vehicles. It wouldn't be hard to crawl from one middle, if it matters.
Middle's fine.
Okay.
My question is, like, vehicle's here, compound is here. They're on this side, right? You're on the opposite side. If you put it on that side of the vehicle, would it actually blow the vehicle at the compound?
I don't know if it's going to have...
Or is it just going to blow out that side of the vehicle? Yeah.
I don't think it's going to push a car.
Got you. I don't know that. I mean, that was a genuine question.
If the gas tank combusts, then it's possible.
Yeah, it's going to be a fireball.
I mean, a lot of times you just see them... You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. You would also know from military science, it would be obvious you would tell them what you were going to do, and you could click your open mic. So you don't have to speak, but you would say, okay, here's what I'm going to do. Click, I'm doing it. Click, click, it's done. So you could even relay to him that the goal was to put Simtex on. So you guys hear... click, I'm in the courtyard. You hear click, click, which means he's now set the Simtex on the car, on the vehicles.
Got you.
Okay. Well, if we did that, so
you can talk to him. He just can't talk back to you without risk of being hurt.
Okay. If we're going to premeditate that, then I would have told you which charge I was going to use. So you know what charge is on the car.
Okay. Cool.
Okay. Guy at the front.
I mean, he's sort of sitting on the front steps. You don't have a good angle to him. There's light. There's probably wall sconces or something on the front of the house. It's fairly light. Short of bull rushing him and praying, I don't see how you get to him unless you have a better idea than what I have.
And then the rest of the house is going to get alerted.
Correct.
Anyway, from...
Throw the machete.
You could throw the machete.
There's no access past him to the garage, is there?
So the front door is straight west at like the 9 o'clock. The garage sits at like 6-7 o'clock. So you have him, the south side of the house, then the garage, then right beside the garage is the gate where those two guys are talking.
Okay, that's towards the back.
Yeah, it's on the far extreme south side of the property. So like they're on the midpoint between what you consider the front yard and the backyard.
Any way to get to those two individuals without being seen by that window of people?
You're on the front side of the house, so they wouldn't see you at all.
Okay.
The hard part would be the guy in front of you.
Okay.
You could try and circumnavigate the house to the north with a good stealth check, because he's sitting like in the middle of the door. You guys have a map, don't you? Did I actually send you guys a map?
I think I know what I want to do. I'm going to take my knife.
A map of the structure Yeah, the structure, yes.
Okay.
Or my machete. It really doesn't matter. So I'm at middle car right now.
Yeah.
Which car is closest to this guy at the...
Oh, no, wait, I lied. Hold on. Let me change all that. I looked at the map incorrectly. The parking is in front of the garage. So actually, sure, you're very close to the garage. You're in between. That guy is to your left. Those two guys are talking to your right. With a good stealth check, you could get in the garage. I thought the parking was in front of the house, and it is not. I just turned on the map and looked at it again. My bad. The parking is directly in front of the garage. You could hit the garage door or the window relatively easy. Alertness roll.
That's a 10 under 60.
There is a window into a dining room there, and there are a couple of guys eating dinner. So if you went straight for the garage doors, you could try and get in the garage doors that way. There is a window, but that window is also in view of the dining room.
What I would like to do is I want to try to puncture one of the tires closest on the vehicle closest to this guy in the front.
Okay.
To get his attention. And if he comes to investigate quietly, I'd like to try to stealth dispatch him as well.
Okay.
By the cars.
Make a strength check. Puncturing a tire is actually really fucking hard. takes a little bit of effort.
That's 98 over 50.
Tink! You may have chipped Susie a little bit.
So if you flip that around and look at it to yourself,
yeah.
Did you say there are guys on the other side of the garage, or is there a wall here?
Like, that's a gate. There are guys standing here talking.
Okay.
There's a guy here at the front door.
And
you got.
He's over here.
Yep, he's over here. You guys are back here. Right here is the guy that's sitting just chilling. Here's the room. Here's the guys. Here's the five guys hanging out. Pool.
Got it. And then there are two guys here.
There, yeah. The guy who was patrolling the pool area wandered over here to talk to the guy who was patrolling this area. Now they're standing here talking.
Gotcha. And then the connection to the house for electricity.
The road is down here, so it's gonna run through here over the top of him, around the corner. I'm not sure, but the power is inside the garage right there.
Got it. Okay. You have any grenades on you?
Flashbangs. Damn. Just the charges.
Now, again, McGuire, we're relaying this to you. You could put another charge. You could crawl over there. What kind of charges did he give you?
C4, right? Demo charges.
Okay. Yep. You could put something on that window if you wanted to try and take out the guys in the dining room. You could also stealth into the garage, kill the power. As soon as he kills the power, then you guys shoot, go over the wall, toss the grenade, blow up the stuff in the front.
Well, yeah. I mean, my thought was if he could kill the power, once we kill the power, set off the gate charge.
Yeah.
That starts drawing them in that direction. We start picking guys off from our side as quiet as possible. Depending on how the guys in the family room go, we can still have the grenade in that room. And then if the guys run out and they see the smoldering gate and use the cars as cover, then that's the next charge.
That's all great, but here's our options. Mm-hmm. All that.
Yeah.
We deal with these three guys quietly.
The ones outside.
There are a total of four guys outside.
Where'd the other one come from?
There's this one in the front door.
Yep.
There's these two guys talking. And then there was another guy that was hanging out back here. Because there were three in the back at one point.
Okay.
And the problem for us is if we come up over our wall, we're in clear visibility of four or five guys in that family room.
All right. So the tire didn't work.
No.
And I can or cannot get to the garage without that guy being gone.
These guys are around the corner. They wouldn't see you. This guy over here probably doesn't notice you. Like, as long as you just don't trip on your face, you can get to the garage door.
Okay, we'll make for the garage. You want another stealth?
I mean, it's always fun to roll if it's, because it's interesting when people fail. So yeah, I always like to see what happens.
It's 54 under 70.
Yeah, you make the garage door. And I'll even say, since you passed it, you can pull up the garage door a little bit, roll in and close it. So you're inside the garage.
Okay.
You can hear the sounds of people moving around in the house probably at this point, because you're not that far away from like the interior. And you know that kitchen, dining room, some of that stuff is nearby.
Okay.
But yeah, if you wanted to see the power, you can see the power in the generator right there.
Okay. Planning a charge
on
power generator, that area.
Okay. Yep.
You hear another click, click.
Noted.
And then he clicks the numbers for the last digit on that charge.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, in the garage, you feel like those are meant to be concealed. Like, you don't have to talk very loud, so you could probably communicate. You wouldn't want to communicate much.
Yeah.
But.
So, in garage, charge set, awaiting.
So
you can respond to him. They wouldn't be able to hear. Okay.
So is the plan to use the charge to set off?
Well, I imagine.
To turn the power off, or are you going to hit the box and get the fuck out of there?
When the power goes off, they're going to come to investigate.
Right. So do we want to not set the charge off? And
I don't plan on staying in the garage after I shut the power off.
Okay. Well, I'm just making sure the plan to shut the power off doesn't include the charge.
Well, when they come.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can call out garage, and then we set it when we set it. Yeah.
Well, to be fair, logically, if they came in, if he concealed the charge, like behind the panel,
yeah.
He flips the main, he ducks back out of the garage. When they come back in to go, what the fuck, and he flips it again, you now know at least one jihadi is standing at the electrical box where the Semtex is.
I was just making sure that his plan wasn't for us to turn off the power with the charge initially.
Right. No.
Got it.
I just thought that was another good spot.
Yeah, I just can't see your thoughts in your brain, and I want good clarity. That's all.
Yeah.
Cool.
Awaiting to cut the power.
Yeah, I mean, I would say basically ready.
Mm-hmm.
To blow that one, essentially, as soon as the power goes off from the charge, I'm popping, seeing where guys are looking and going over the wall.
No, we're not shutting the charge off. I'm turning the power off and then I'm leaving. And then you can do what you want with the charge.
Right. No, what I'm saying is when he sets the charge off, I'm telling him what I'm doing.
Okay.
Which is there's I'm going over the wall.
One door out of this room, out of the garage.
It's the door I came in.
Well, I mean, there are the two garage doors, but there's only one door into the house. Oh, just bear in mind that when you leave the garage, you are back where the cars are.
Hope I push the right button.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's, yeah.
So right now we've got gate, cars, garage.
Yep,
right. Now I got one left.
You gonna keep it till later, or are you gonna try and set it before you pull the power? I would assume probably keep it for later.
Yeah, I don't.
It's not like you're... I don't know how much more you want to push your luck, essentially.
Say, you can... You have access to the house if you want to go in the house.
No, I don't want to go in the house. Yeah. If we're going in the house, we're going in the house together. So... Because there's a potential of another 15 people in the house. So
there is a storeroom off to the side. So you could shut the power and duck into an interior room inside the garage. I thought there was, but I couldn't see how it was.
Doesn't the garage and that storeroom have a joining wall on the back end of the garage?
Yes.
Just I don't know exactly where the power switch is in the garage, but you might be kind of close to the C4 if you go into that room.
No, I'm leaving.
Just wanted to make sure.
Okay, so where are you going then? You're going out of the garage. You're flipping the power off. You are.
I'm awaiting on comms right now.
Yeah, Bronson, this is the plan. Yep. All right, he's going to turn the power off. Mm-hmm. When the power turns back on, just relax for a second, Groot. All right. When the power turns back on, you're setting off that charge. As you set off that charge, we're going over the wall.
Yep, Roger.
I'm going to the pool. I'm basically going to the pool for cover and to start taking shots. Mm-hmm. We've got a group of four or five in this room.
I'll throw the grenade.
Correct.
Yep.
That leaves you only one guy who is likely to see you come over the wall. So do you want someone to shoot that guy?
I can.
I've got other characters.
Yeah, he's got other characters. Yeah, yeah.
Probably those guys. So that way, if anybody's coming out of the backside, I'm set up in the pool with cover to just start taking shots at anybody coming through.
That's honestly amazing cover, actually, if you think about it.
That's my point. Yep. Which would then allow us to at least establish a potential area of control for anybody else to come up and go in to try and squeeze images if they need to.
Yep.
So if you guys were to list your deck scores, what would they be?
Ooh. Not as high as I had hoped it was.
I'm 12.
17.
So Spencer.
Ooh, that's good for you.
Dan is 17.
I'm a 10.
Schroeder is a 10.
12.
Jeff is also on 12. And McGuire's on 17.
What's the other dude doing that's not McGuire?
I just gave him to Jeff.
Oh, gotcha.
He's going, because Jeff's going to be the one responsible for shooting the guy in the back, so you guys don't think I'm fucking with you. Jeff that fucks it up.
Yep.
No, Jeff. Whenever you're put in this position, everything goes horribly wrong.
Quit putting me in this position.
Jeff crit fails, shoots himself in the head.
Jeff crit fails, reaches over, pushes the explosion on the garage. You guys went the power off, right? Click. So Winston,
first shots on me.
It depends on what they want to do. I mean, as far as I know, you're taking the first shot.
Yeah.
Well,
we're turning the power off.
But yeah.
You're taking the first shot when it detonates.
Yeah, I'm immediately stealthing out of the garage the way I came in.
Okay, so the power goes off. Roll stealth. At this point, I assume Winston is taking the wall because he's got somebody to shoot.
Mm-hmm. It is.
And aiming.
36. Mm-hmm.
Okay. The garage door, he goes under the garage door. So you are now out of the garage. You're next to the vehicles. Okay. Now, you've popped over the wall. You've aimed. Now what?
When the lights go back on, he's popping the C4 in the garage.
Okay. The lights go back on in the garage.
Pop.
Okay. I think we can write our third jihadi off.
Was there just one, or maybe did a couple of buddies went with him?
Now, there's going to be some time in between the lights going off and on.
Make a luck roll, Spencer.
Okay, I got to call it. I'm going to call it low.
If you...
I got it low.
There may be more than one dead jihadi. Is that possible? Are you doing anything at intervening time?
Hold on a second.
Because I thought the plan was tossing that grenade in through the window while the lights are off.
I thought that was happening after the explosion. Once he's...
Yeah, because we don't want to go...
Because we don't want to go over the wall before the explosion happens.
In the back before the explosion
happens. Okay, so you're just using that distraction to get over the wall.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
But I'm immediately gonna... That's like I set the explosion, jump over the wall, throw the grenade.
Yeah. So you're here.
I was
there. You're back out.
By the cars, yeah.
There are two guys here, so you might want to post yourself up on the right car to take shots at them.
Okay.
And then there's one dude here. So you're just going to have to keep yourself, like, depending on how he reacts and they react.
Yeah, I'm going to take cover back here behind one of the cars. And then...
I would have that line covered. The one guy he's taking a shot at is here, back on this. We're on this wall, is back on this side. So the four guys outside that are known is here in the back, one up on the front porch,
and two
over there. The family room here, which is going to be us coming up over.
I will be coming straight to the pool with line of sight there. But this is where the room is.
Actually,
five guys are.
When the lights are off and I stealth out to the cars, in the time it takes for them to figure out what's going on and get back to the garage and turn them on, I want to make an attack on the guy on the front door with my silence clock.
Sure. Yeah, you can get over there. There will be general confusion. So that will count as the first shot.
Okay. But you know what we're doing. So just don't come running out the back.
Yeah, no. But I don't want two on this side and one on this side.
Like, yeah.
I want to use that downtime and that darkness period to take this long.
No, it's perfectly fine, man.
Okay. Go for it.
Okay.
So the power is out. You hear chirping on the radio in Arabic to the effect of what the fuck was that? Somebody go turn the power off. Yes, you know, A and B are going to go check on the power.
Okay, so I imagine the guy at the front door is listening or has his radio.
There's general commotion. You can hear movement in the house. You guys probably see everybody stand up. The guy who's in the back kind of looks around. You know, everybody's sort of alert now. In Metal Gear Solid terms, they went, huh? And there's the yellow question mark. Okay, yeah, you can go over there. You get plus 20 because he doesn't know you're there. It's great if you hit.
Okay, firearms. Here's the roll.
That ain't the way to have fun, son. That ain't the way to have fun, son.
Our title track, Mama Told Me Not to Come, composed by friend of the podcast Ian Shannon, with additional vocals by Lucas Patterson and Cody Grady. You can find more of Ian's work at sleepfortheweary.com. Like what you heard? Check out more episodes online at rancorsbrothel.com, YouTube, or anywhere you can download podcasts. Enjoy talking nerdy? Follow the podcast with other listeners on the Fans of the Rancors Brothel Facebook page. Most of all, keep circulating the tapes. Much love, everybody.
What it is, I don't want to see tomorrow.